This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. When Earl K. Long Hospital closed 2 years ago, Our Lady of the Lake took over patient care, except inmates. That meant a whole lot of scrambling for Angola Warden Burl Kane.
We had to first get hospitals, so we go to Lane, depending on the emergency from Angola.
Lane Regional Medical Center is in Zachary. CEO Randall Olson says they are providing emergency care for inmates from Angola and Dixon Correctional, but it's not something they brag about.
We're not shutting our doors to anybody. What we don't want, though, is for our community to think that we're a prisoner hospital and say, well, maybe I don't want to get my care there.
Olson says when a prisoner is admitted, it's not readily obvious to other patients or their families.
We put them in a private room and then they have two officers with them at all times.
And Olson emphasizes this is for emergency care only.
We've had heart attacks, we've had internal bleeding issues. I think we've had some fractures, broken bones, those types of things.
For routine medical care, Warden Kane says Angola has expanded its infirmaries.
I have about eight doctors, six full-time and two or three on contract.
Kane admits all the changes have made inmate medical care more expensive for the prison, with Angola now paying doctor salaries and hospital bills, things formerly covered directly through the charity hospital system. Overall, the warden says, it hasn't been easy.
It's kind of like having a new wife. You got to do a lot of getting used to. It's a work in progress.
It's work for taxpayers, too, as what the state now pays on the Our Lady of the Lake privatization contract is nearly 70% more than it costs to run EKL. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.